7 o'clock hour is here. We got the two Grand Slam coming up in 25 minutes. A chance to win $2,000. At 7:35, we question one of our coworkers' behavior. Sure, that'll go over well. Let's get to the phones and the ticket text. We had the Thursday touchdown, which created a couple little conversations. One, Ben Johnson, if he were to leave, not a given, which job would be most appealing for him? And Dan Campbell, coach of the year. We've been talking about Goff as the MVP. We have yet to really talk about Dan Campbell as a legitimate coach of the year winner, and he is behind only Mike Tomlin right now for odds to win the award. Mm-hmm. They are a team we've talked about, 15 wins. John, that's rarefied air. Only seven coaches have won 15 or more games in an NFL season.
Yeah, it's what they've done. And okay, this is kind of on the heels of A.J. Hinch that we talked about yesterday, finishing third in manager league. Who has done more with less? And I don't know if that's the criteria that NFL writers hold coaches to. I don't know that Dan would win it because
the roster's too good.
Yeah, the roster's so damn good, and the expectations were higher. What were the expectations for Pittsburgh going into this season?
Yeah, probably,
Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, don't really know who the quarterback's going to be.
And they always, you know, finish at or above 500, but this was not a given for Pittsburgh, and here they are chasing the one seed in the AFC. So could Campbell not win Coach of the Year at all during this stretch because Brad Holmes gave him too good of a roster? And it's a fascinating way of looking at it, John. And I went back and looked at the seven coaches who won 15 or more. They did not all win Coach of the Year. They did become a victim of success in some ways. So Bill Belichick, of course, was Coach of the Year when they went 16-0, the Patriots, in 2007. Ron Rivera went 15-1. Carolina went all the way to the Super Bowl. He was Coach of the Year that season. But Mike McCarthy went 15-1. As a Super Bowl winner from the year before, and I think it was held against him.
Sure.
Your team's too good, you don't win it. Bill Cowher, 04, went 15-1. Denny Green went 15-1 with the Vikings. Neither won Coach of the Year. Ditka's 85 Bears are a fun comparison for the Lions. Ditka did win Coach of the Year and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's what you're kind of hoping here for Dan Campbell and company.
There's another comparison for Tom's 85 Bears.
He's all over it. Let's get to Mike in Washington Township. Mike, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Oh, good morning. How are we doing this morning?
Good.
I'm just saying, first of all, as a day one Lions fan, if Ben Johnson goes to the Chiefs, I'm going to start watching cricket. I'm not watching football no more. Second of all, once we win this bowl this year, he ain't going nowhere. He's not going to hang up at the cleats at the Bears. In 3 years, he won't have a job. I don't think Caleb Williams was ever the answer for the Bears. I don't think... If the Eagles do fall apart, I don't think he's going to deal with Hurts. I think he's going to stay right here in the Motor City. And that's just my thought.
Again, we were asked if he leaves in the Thursday touchdown. I agree with you that it's not a given. I thought last year he would have left and he didn't. So we do have to keep the possibility that he's just a different kind of guy, that he is not career driven to the point where he needs to be the head coach. He's very happy in Detroit.
Making
he's successful
a ton of money.
And highly compensated, doesn't hurt.
Well, and here's the other thing. If he is looking for the perfect situation, I think the only time you're going to find that perfect situation is in a case like Kansas City, where a coach who has things rolling along steps down when his team accomplishes the ultimate goal of winning a Super Bowl, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to go out on top. I'm okay with my legacy, my tenure. There's other things I want to do with my life. I don't know if that's Andy Reid's perception or not, but if you're looking at, there's flaws in every single facet of all of the teams that are, like New England. They're not going to move on from Jared Mayo right now.
No.
So that's not available, even though they have a young quarterback that might be enticing for Ben Johnson. The Jets, total dumpster fire.
Dysfunction.
The only other one that we haven't talked about that may come available, because he's been a little bit on the hot seat, how about Mike McDaniel in Miami? And because you look at, and it doesn't feel like, other than tampering, that Stephen Ross is going to tamper during the season with, I need this quarterback to play, or I need this, or because they have Tua Tagovailoa. He's a young quarterback. The question will be,
of course,
what's the longevity
his career
of Tua?
Yeah. Couple ticket texts, both on the Campbell stuff and the Ben Johnson stuff. Just kind of hitting some Lions today. Texter says, the Fords need to pay Ben Johnson $9 million a year to stay. Just overpay. There is no cap on coaches. Make it so you pay him like a head coach and he never leaves. I don't know that that's a terrible idea. Again, Ford's got it. You want to keep him. Yeah. It just becomes a question of does he ever want to be a head coach or not at that point. If the pay's the same, does he ever want to be a head coach? Texter says, AG has shown his worth too. There's no cap on staff. Do it. Ownership's making hand over fist. Have you seen these playoff ticket prices? Keep it all going. Pay them both. Keep them both.
Yeah, the playoff ticket vouchers did go out.
They did. And
people are having to make that decision.
Well, yeah. Texter says, Ben isn't leaving until he wins the Super Bowl. It could happen this year, but I don't think he's leaving until they win, Carl, in Virginia.
That could be one factor. But I always think the factor, especially for someone that has been so selective, has had opportunity to leave, but has been very selective, it's going to be more about, one, how much money do I want to make versus how much I'm making now? How much do I want to challenge myself? Can I do, as a head coach, what I've been able to do as a coordinator? Everybody's a competitor, and everybody wants to test their limits. And if he only wants to test his limits as a coordinator and doesn't want to be out there and possibly, I mean, you're hired to be fired.
Yeah.
It's not a character flaw if he just wants to stay as a coordinator. Some guys, and I've found this to be true when I've had a number of different, I had six head coaches in Washington when I was there. Some guys are great play callers. They're great coordinators. They're just not really good head coaches. And maybe he just doesn't think, I want that responsibility.
John, I did verify that this is a real text that was sent. I want you to read it. It's the one with all the arrows pointing to it, third one down. This
do I
is
need
not
to proofread it first?
No, it's good to read on the air. I just think the person's crazy. Go ahead and read that.
I think it's crazy to let Ben Johnson go if I am Detroit. I would fire.
Go ahead.
I would fire Dan Campbell right now because some of his decisions are questionable anyways. And promote Ben Johnson. If you're going to send in something like that, be man enough or woman enough to put your name on it. That's ridiculous. Who is the one that put Ben Johnson in place? That's Dan Campbell. And the big question then is, what if Ben Johnson does take a job? Who fills Ben Johnson's shoes? Do they promote from within? Do they go outside? I think Dan Campbell would be in a position with the amount of tools at the disposal of an offensive play caller to pick from just about anybody that he would want. And go ahead.
But this is what we can say to that. Tear up this stupid ticket text. Fire yes. Dan Campbell. Are I you love kidding
your,
me?
Your dramatic paper tear. But
who set the culture? Dan Campbell.
Right.
Who's going to hire the next coordinators? And it's going to be Dan Campbell. He found Ben Johnson. I mean, Ben Johnson was here, but he recognized what he was capable of, promoted him. He has set Ben Johnson up for success. And you know who agrees with that? Ben Johnson, which is why he's still here. Come on, guys.
So the likely candidates are, you know, any offensive coordinator that is available. It could also be a coordinator. I don't know how it would happen. You can't negotiate with somebody unless they're going to get a job title promotion. The only job title promotion from offensive coordinator is head coach. So you can't just go and get pluck somebody off of somebody else's coaching staff. Who on the staff right now do you think could be, if he was just to promote from within?
Who's this?
Tanner Engstrand is the name people point to.
Yeah. Randall L.
The passing game coordinator?
Yeah.
We would just Tanner Engstrand.
Yeah. But Randall L. is... Yeah, receiver coach, and then the other name would be Mark Brunell, the quarterback. I mean, if you're going to promote from within, those are the positions you typically look to.
Yeah.
Let me throw a big, big name out there and what you would think is an OC. Lincoln Riley. Gets let go from USC, or they mutually part.
Does any part of his offense feel like it is a Detroit offense?
I don't know about the dedication to the run.
Yeah.
It starts with the run with the Lions. It still starts with the run, and probably not. But that would be a humongous fish that would be available. He may not be interested in all. He could likely get a head coaching job, potentially.
But I think it all stems from Dan Campbell, didn't like the way Anthony Lynn was operating as offensive coordinator. So he took over play calling duties, ultimately promoted Ben Johnson to play caller. And even at that time, we wanted to know who's the one that's actually going to be calling the plays. Is it going to continue to be Dan Campbell? This is Dan Campbell's offense. This is his vision for the offense. So you insert any other play caller, and yeah, there's always going to be some changes. And there's going to, you know, maybe they just don't see the game the same way in regards to setting things up for later in the game. But it's all going to be Dan Campbell's vision.
People on Ticket Text think that guy was a Bears fan with his suggestion of just fire Dan Campbell and promote Ben Johnson.
Yes, yes, we'll take him here in Chicago.
Oh, that works out. All right, two Grand Slam, Heather's News, and yes, we have to question the behavior of a coworker. It's all coming up. It's 97.1.
Hey, it's been getting cold outside, and if you haven't stepped outside this morning, it's even a little bit cooler. A little snow on the ground. If you haven't had your furnace checked or if you need new service today, do what I did and call the guys at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They've got all the best equipment, best prices, and same-day service. Plus, if you're like me, you're going to sell your home or you're thinking about doing it in the next 5 years, there's a 5-year warranty, so you know you're covered, and it's a great piece to put on the home report. Excuse me. Call Mastercraft for your heat, AC, plumbing, and electrical. They even offer generators. They'll take up to $500 off if you tell them I sent you for that fast installation, same-day service. If you want more information, you can find it on the web at mastercraftheating.com.
All right, Heather, what's going on in the news?
Okay, well, deer hunters, be careful out there. At least 3 Michigan deer hunters have died of heart attacks this season already as they attempted to haul away the heavy animals. And it reminded me of also be careful when you're out shoveling snow. Kind of the same idea, right? You're trying to move a heavy load, yeah, and it could be really difficult. Well, there's a local medical examiner that is now urging at-risk hunters to undergo a doctor's evaluation before heading out to the woods. This medical examiner says that I've never seen 3 people die in 48 hours from heart attacks while deer hunting before. You know, deer season comes and then bam, you have a rifle, you have a backpack, you're going out into the woods and you're moving if you get a deer.
Oh, yeah, you're dragging that deer out.
It's very heavy.
Yeah, there's a lot of physical exertion, mm-hmm, and there's a lot of guys that the only time they get any exercise is going out scouting, and that, you know, it's a brief walk.
Yeah, so these guys who passed away were 57, 65, and 83 years old. Orion Township officials say that it's going to take at least a week to finish their investigation into what caused that massive explosion at a condo complex on Tuesday. 18 units damaged, right? 6 of them completely destroyed. 2 people still remain in the hospital. During a gathering of local officials, the Orion Township supervisor thanked the community for rallying around those impacted. People have been donating things to these people. Churches have opened their doors because there's a lot of people who are now displaced, don't have a place to live. And this guy also noted that it's a miracle that there were no fatalities in this explosion. And when you see photos of the aftermath where these condos, these homes are just leveled, it is hard to believe that everyone made it out alive. I know, like I said, 2 people are hospitalized, but they do say their condition is improving. So that's great news for sure. Scary stuff. A Pontiac woman has been arrested for her 3rd DUI after Troy police found her asleep at a red light. Troy police doing it again. Last Wednesday, they watched this woman sit through 2 light cycles at the intersection of Coolidge and Wattles. And when the officers went to go speak to her, they noticed, oh boy, she's asleep at the vehicle. The vehicle's in drive. Her foot was on the brake. After waking her up, they found her very unsteady on her feet, slurred speech. She smelled of alcohol. Right there, she had a blood alcohol content more than twice the legal limit. She blew a 0.19%. Later on, after they took her to lockup, her result was 0.235%. Yikes. Central Michigan head football coach Jim McElwain is retiring. Confirmed the news one day after their victory over Western Michigan. They do still have 1 game remaining on November 30th. That's in Northern Illinois. He's going to stay on in his role until a new coach is hired and they are doing this national search for his replacement that is underway. He was under contract through the 2026 season. He had a salary of more than $1 million per year. He did release a statement basically just saying that he has cherished every single moment that he has had in this position, thanked everyone that he has worked alongside with and called the experience a true privilege. He's been a coach for 40 years, 40 mm-hmm. seasons. It's a long time.
The program needed a change too. Three straight losing seasons, losing record to Western. This needed to happen.
Mm-hmm. There's a Florida high school football team that's also going to undergo some changes because their coach was just suspended after he was caught watching porn in the middle of a classroom on a school computer.
Oh, boy.
So there's video that's circulating. There's video that's circulating online, and it shows the coach of Miami Jackson Senior High School. His name's Max Edwards. Just watching this adult film while a student was there filming him. Now, you never see the coach's face, but I'm guessing they can recognize him from other features, and you can see exactly what he's watching. A spokesperson for the school district released a statement saying that they found the allegations against this guy disturbing, and they suspended him pending an investigation.
The gall of it, right?
Right. What are you doing?
It looks like he's in a classroom. It's like a computer lab. He's just sitting there on a school computer watching porn. Come on. McDonald's is bringing back a fan favorite this December. The McRib will be hitting menus very soon. And for the first time ever, fans can now purchase their own personal jug of McRib sauce. And when I say jug, I mean a half gallon jug.
Oh.
Yeah, so the McRib will be back on December 3rd. And for those like really hardcore fans, you can buy this half gallon jug of sauce, $20. It will be sold at wholelotofmcribsauce.com.
That is a whole lot of McRib sauce.
A whole lot of, and I believe you have to buy them in a 2-pack. So you're getting a whole gallon.
It's like shopping at Costco.
Yeah, my gosh.
Do you like the McRib, John?
No.
Okay.
No. No.
It's Heather with the news. All right, 2 Grand Slam.
Let's do it, you guys. I hope we're going to give away that big $2,000. 60 seconds, 10 questions, $25 for each question answered correctly. $2,000 if they get them all right.
Our contestant this morning, Mike in Sterling Heights. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Good.
Have you played before, Mike?
No, it was my first time.
Oh, awesome.
All right, here we go.
You know the rules, okay. Right? If you don't know one, pass. And if there's enough time, we're going to get back to it. That could help you out. Are you ready to play?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, your time is going to start as soon as I start reading. Here we go, Mike. David Montgomery played for this NFL team before the Lions.
Chicago Bears.
Who won the Heisman Trophy last season?
Jaden Daniels.
Milford is located in this Michigan county.
Wayne.
Who played Cousin Eddie in Christmas Vacation?
Pass.
Lions wide receiver Allen Robinson played at this college.
Penn State.
The main campus of Northwestern University is located in this state.
Illinois.
Alex Ovechkin wears this jersey number.
9.
This band had the 2002 hit Times Like These.
Pass.
Stephen Ross is the owner of this NFL team.
Oh. Pass.
What is the nickname of Wake Forest University?
Demon Deacons.
Who played Cousin Eddie in Christmas Vacation?
Chevy Chase.
This band had the 2002 hit Times Like These.
I didn't know that one anyway.
Five?
Five, yeah. Five. $125. Yeah. Mike, what'd you think now that you played it? You probably listened before, but actually going through it, what was it like?
Well, I did better than the guy that hung up on you guys, I guess.
Yes, you did.
You certainly did. Thank you for playing the entire game.
Thank you.
We'll put you on hold. We'll get you paid. 2 Grand Slam. Let's go through it. He got 5 of them right, and he used his time well. He got back to a couple of them.
Yeah.
David Montgomery played for
the Bears.
Yep, before he joined the Lions. Heisman Trophy last year.
Jaden Daniels is off to a good start. Yeah.
2 for 2. Milford located in this Michigan county. He said Wayne.
No, it's Oakland County. Oakland County's a little tricky in that area.
It can be. I would have understood if he guessed maybe Livingston, because that's like Brighton Howell. But
sure.
Wayne?
Yeah.
Wayne?
Yeah.
I mean, at least it's in Michigan County.
It is.
Well, it's down here in Southeast Michigan. Yeah, sure.
Who played Cousin Eddie in Christmas Vacation? He didn't know, but he said Chevy Chase because Chevy Chase is in the movie.
Right, yeah. Good guess, but no. That'd be Randy Quaid.
Lions wide receiver Allen Robinson played at this college.
Penn State.
Yep, got it right. Northwestern is in this state.
Illinois.
Yep. Alexander Ovechkin wears this jersey number.
So close.
So close.
He said 9. It is actually 8.
He's known as the Great 8.
Yes, the Ocho.
This band had the O2 hit Times Like These.
Foo Fighters.
Yeah, Foo Fighters. Stephen Ross, the owner of this NFL team.
The Miami Dolphins.
And he got the 10th question right. The nickname of Wake Forest University is?
The Demon Deacons. Yep.
Your next chance to win is next Tuesday, 7:25. A chance to win $2,000 twice a week. Coming up next, the behavior of one of our coworkers is called into question. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. Now, you might not think of yourself as a tech expert, but that doesn't mean you can't protect yourself from online scammers. You all know those fake missed delivery texts, those urgent bank alerts. Well, these scams can look incredibly convincing. And that's where McAfee Total Protection comes in. It's designed to make staying safe online simple. No tech skills required. With McAfee, you can confidently manage your finances, shop online, or even catch up with your favorite shows, knowing your devices, privacy, and identity are safer. Now, right now, there's never been a better time to act. Get up to 79% off award-winning protection during McAfee's Black Friday Cyber Monday sale. But don't wait. This deal ends soon. It ends on December 4th, 2024. Visit McAfee.com/online protection to take advantage of this limited time offer. McAfee Total Protection, because protecting yourself shouldn't require being a tech expert. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
All right, we got a coworker behavior question. And this was something that Tom noticed.
So yesterday, I'm leaving, go out the parking lot, and I see, you know, one of our fellow coworkers in the Odyssey compound here. Not a ticket worker, okay?
And sorry to disappoint if you thought we were going to go after someone on the station.
He was having a conversation with somebody I didn't recognize in a parking lot. Might have been a guest or something. And I looked, and then I did the next double look. I'm like, wait, what's going on here? They had dyed their hair black.
Like jet black?
Like it was dark. It was noticeable.
Yes, noticeable. And it wasn't Ryan Day black, okay? Which is nobody's hair is blacker than Ryan Day's, okay? Or dye job, whatever. And I just did the look and I'm like, wait a minute. It's dyed. And I looked at him and I have this take on people dyeing their hair. If you're going to do it, you need to do it like almost on the first gray. And you need to not do it to where it's like obnoxiously black. And I think it accentuates your older features when you do it too dark. You know what I'm saying? Like, I looked and I'm like, wow, he looks old. I actually thought it made him look older. Because the
contrast.
Because of the, you know, the wrinkles you start getting around your eyes as you get older and stuff like that.
But it becomes jarring when the dye job is like, almost too good, you're saying?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And so I was just thinking about this, and I was like, I've always just thought guys dyeing their hairs, nah, I don't get it unless you do it like right away. And I wanted to get Heather's take on this. Heather,
well,
you make the call. Should guys dye their hair?
Okay. I have some thoughts on this. I do want to know who this is. So are they here currently? Like, is this somebody I could spy on? Like, or go check out their dye job?
Yes, they're okay. Here right now.
All right, I'll do that. I'll do my
lab. Which really narrows the field in terms
right,
of,
yeah.
It's probably not off-air personnel.
I'll do my lab.
So it's nobody in this room.
Correct.
Right. Because
and I said guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so here's my thought on guys dyeing their hair. If it's going to make you feel better about yourself, right, and you're going to have some confidence, I would rather have a confident man than have a guy who's like shying away from doing anything. I do think, however, I don't mind some gray hair. Like, I think it makes you look a little distinguished, sophisticated. I like that. So
yeah.
I don't think they need to dye your hair. Like, guys, I don't think you need to dye it. I think you can embrace the gray. I think it's a good look. But I also think that if it's going to help you, you want to feel better about yourself and you want to dye your hair, go for it, guys.
What if it's if it's done abruptly. Like, I don't know. I don't even know. Like, is,
this was abrupt to me. Like, I just a double look.
Oh, I'm.
Since you are familiar with dyeing hair,
yes.
Is there a way for guys to do it over time where it's not dramatic? Where you what might
well,
they've
not got
notice
that, like,
it?
You know, the just for men. That's
touch
like,
of gray.
Yeah, the yeah. touch of gray, oh, okay. where it's like, it's not the full dye. It leaves a little bit of gray in there. I've never used box hair dye on, well, I've never dyed a man's hair, but I've never used box dye on a man's head. Like I've never, so I don't know yeah. exactly. I mean, I've dyed a lot of women's hair, so I know how that works, but,
so
I do think they have that.
You go home today and little Colin has...
Oh, come on. No.
Wow.
Do we still have flags in the studio?
Oh, come on.
That's not even subtle. That's a cheap shot.
You know, he's got to boost his confidence because of his...
All right.
So anyways, though, Colin is like a... Has a like a red tone, right?
In his beard only.
Okay. So brown?
Yes, he's got brown hair.
Does he have... Some grays?
Not on his head. His beard is getting some gray. Yeah, no grays in his hair, but his beard is getting some gray.
So you go home.
It starts like down here near the bottom of the, like by the chin.
Mm-hmm.
You go home though, and the grays are gone. What would you think?
I would just be like, why? I liked your hair. I would be a little shocked that he would want to do that. I think that he's pretty confident though. Like, I don't think that he would dye. I don't see him ever dyeing his hair.
So you use the word confident there. Equating. Guys dyeing their hair to loss of confidence. Like they.
Well, why else would you do it?
I think they
look younger. I mean,
well, yeah,
and
because
I guess
you don't feel confident
in aging.
Right?
But to Heather's point, I kind of feel like guys, we got it easy. Like we're allowed to age, and we get to be distinguished. I mean, women have it so much harder.
Oh yeah,
we're not allowed to have gray.
I mean, I don't care.
But a lot of guys do, Tom, with their hair. Losing your hair is a really tough thing for a lot of men to go through, and it's you don't feel like yourself anymore. You don't look like yourself. You don't feel as confident.
But these are two different things to me, balding versus graying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think they're very different. Yeah. I mean, it's. I don't care either way. It would be a lot easier if I would just go bald. Then I wouldn't have to worry about haircuts. I wouldn't have to worry about
but then you'd have
combing
to
my hair in the morning.
But you'd have to maintain the baldness. That's tough too, isn't it?
Sure.
I would imagine guys that are bald.
I don't know.
I cut mine once a week.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, that's it. I don't like using a razor on my dome, so you like.
Well, I use a
beard trimmer.
Okay,
and it takes, and I use it right. I don't put a guard on.
Okay,
so I can, but it. I don't get cut then. It's a little pointy right up here
at the very, very top. Gotta be gentle.
248-539-9797. Guys, we have a coworker dyeing his hair.
Yeah.
Are you someone that does this? And for women, like, does it matter? Does it look better? Does it look worse? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, or if you were in a relationship with someone and all of a sudden the next day they show up and they've got clearly done something to their hair other than just cut it.
I mean, women do it all the time. We do things to make ourselves feel better and what we think looks better, whether you agree or not.
I think it's more dramatic when a guy does it, because a lot of women, like, you know, if they haven't had their hair highlighted in 6 months and then all of a sudden they do, you notice a difference.
Sure.
But I don't think anybody sits there and goes, oh, you know, I mean, they don't really take as much notice versus a guy coloring their hair.
I mean, I would say on a woman, gray hair, it needs to be longer then, because I do think there's a distinguished look. Like, you don't want to be Brenda Warner, right?
Right. Well, yeah, like, because she has the same haircut as Kurt.
Right.
You like long hair, though, Tom.
I do, yeah. I just think at least shoulder length is mandatory.
Well, that's whether it's gray or not for you, though, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so then another thing, it's not really about the gray hair at that point. No, I mean, you said, like, women will frequently get dyes or even style changes. But I think we're harsher on women's looks
for
as a society. So I almost think
that's
baked into it. For guys, like, I don't think you're being put under the microscope. If you got a little salt and pepper, a lot of people prefer that. That's like you've earned that.
Like, Greg has looked, I think, looks very distinguished now that he is graying some and stuff.
It's kind of weird to watch you say that sitting right next to him.
Hey, I'm complimenting you. Okay. I mean, what else can I?
Oh, I like
anything
the gray.
Nicer.
I think it looks great.
Yeah. I mean... For me, I don't care if I've got gray. My hair hasn't grayed a whole lot. I've got a little bit on top, but on the sides, I keep it so short that I wouldn't even really know if I had gray hair, you know, creeping up the sides. I do have a little gray in my beard. But as long as, for me, if guys want a color, that's fine. I don't care. Just keep everything well-groomed.
Like, and the thing is, if you're going to do it, I think you should do it right away. Because I would look, I'll use our boss, Jimmy. Jimmy is starting to gray, right, guys? Yeah. Let's just be honest, okay? And it's, I've noticed it over the last year. He's really picking up the grays. And I think now if it's too late. You're too far gone. Agree, Heather?
I do agree. I don't
think... What if Jimmy came in with like a big brown...
I agree with you. I don't think it would be strange. It would be unfamiliar. But I also say, go for it if you want to. Yeah. Like, who cares what I think?
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, and it would take a mere... Again, I don't know. After a couple of days, you just get used to it. And you just move on. Am I going to sit there and certainly not going to call him out. We'll do it behind his back.
I was going to say, this person, will you walk over and see in our next stop here?
I hope so.
Now, how are you going to do it? Because you don't want it to be obvious. Like, we were just talking about your hair.
Let's go over to the show. Walk by and
let's go over to the show.
I'm not going to stop and let me come here. Like, I'm not going to make it obvious. I'm just going to do a little
drive-by.
A little lap and a little slow walk.
Get your steps in.
We got a couple minutes before that. Let's knock out a couple phone calls. Mike on a cell, you're on 97.1.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
So when I was in my early 20s, I have all my hair now, but in my early 20s, I started going gray. By like 25, I was like 30% gray, mostly on top. And now I'm like Sparky Anderson gray. And I would never have ever colored it because A, my hair color is like blackish brown. So that would have been kind of hard to color, and then once it grows out, it kind of looks like kind of camouflagey if you're not doing a good job, and you wind up looking kind of like Charlie Langdon a little bit, you know.
That's not the coworker we were referencing, but Mike, good stuff, appreciate it. We got a different Mike in Lapeer. Mike, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I'm 65, and I have totally black hair. But my mustache and my beard gets gray.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't find nothing wrong with doing, touching that up, making it all...
Same color?
Stay black.
If it's just jet black, do you have any issues trying to match the color with what's on top?
No, not at all.
Do you just go
not
and get a box
dye? It works all perfect every time.
Do you get it from, like, the grocery store? Where do you get your hair color?
I just use that Just for Men. Okay. It matches me perfect.
Perfect.
There you
good
go.
For you. See, nothing wrong with that.
No, like I said, now I just turned 65. My hair on top is all black. I get a little bit of gray in my mustache, and my beard now, though, gets almost white.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of, I got three different tones going on.
Have you ever considered just going with the switch and not doing it?
I've tried it a little bit, but then, like I said, it gets like three different tones.
Yeah.
And then people always ask me, you must dye your hair. I'm like, no, I don't dye my hair at all.
Oh, so it to prevent the question.
I'll admit to doing my mustache and beard, but I don't dye my hair.
Okay.
It's just jet black.
248-539-9797. We will get more of your ticket texts, more of your phone calls, and maybe some snooping. 97.1.
Hey, you've heard me talk about injury attorney David Femeninio for quite some time. Just listen to some of the results that David and his team have been able to get for injured clients. $3.5 million for one, $5 million for another, $11.5 million for a client. You need an attorney that is going to fight relentlessly on your side and a team that has his back as well. You can call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
We got some good response coming in on the ticket text, but the most important question is, Heather, how did the snooping go?
It didn't go well. I tried to be like totally inconspicuous, and I didn't realize like I couldn't actually do like a little loop around. Like,
right, there's a dead end.
Where I had to go was a dead end.
Are you lost?
So that's what it looked like. I was like, oh, I can't go there, and made eye contact. They like waved at me, and I'm like, oh, hi.
And they're wearing headphones.
Headphones on. And yes. Then we're like, come on in the studio. And I was like, oh, no, no, no.
No, no. What are you doing over here? Oh, I just came to check out the hair job.
Did you tell them that's what you were there for?
No, they were on air, so I didn't want to go in. I just waved and carried on with my...
I know the issue now is going to be...
It's not good.
And when we get off, they kind of get off at the same time. Mm-hmm. And are they going, they're going to ask us a question. Hey, we saw Heather today. What was she doing over there? Well, she was checking out your hair.
See, now we've created an office controversy. All that's going to happen today is people come up to me. I'm getting out of here today.
You brought this up for people just tuning in. We have a coworker with an aggressive hair dye job.
It will fade. A couple shampoos, he'll be fine.
And we just wanted to discuss whether guys are really doing this.
So I got a Stony story with this.
There's always a Stony story.
Yeah.
Probably... about 2005, I was working with him in Wojo, and Stony showed up at work one day with his lunch about 12:30, and I look over, and I'm like, holy crap. Like, he had dyed his hair. He was starting to get salt and pepper, but he went really black. And I go, oh, you got your hair dyed. And he tried to deny it. And that's when it became a bit, basically, you know, right. Where I'm just like, well, Stony, you got your hair dyed. And then he gets up and walks away, and half his neck was black.
Oh, did he do it himself?
So I didn't tell him that it was.
He had to have.
Well, can you imagine Stony doing it himself?
So, of course, I tipped Wojo off. And then when we started the show, Wojo just started messing with him. And he's denying it on the air. And then I told him about the neck. And Wojo gets up on the air and looks behind him and goes, well, how come there's black paint on your back, on your neck?
Yikes. Some quick ticket text that will get your phone calls. It says, for the last 10 years, my younger brother has been going gray. He regularly dyes his hair himself with the boxed product, jet black color, and the rest of the family calls him Dracula. I had a heart-to-heart with him over the summer and said, dude, just let it go. I saw him the other day. He looks fantastic with gray.
The gray hair looks great, guys. It really does. Women like it.
Dyeing hair is bad, especially when you're above 40. Gray is good. It says, I use a product. It's gray diminishing shampoo. It leaves a little gray, but blends in. Okay.
Gray diminishing shampoo?
I mean, there's like purple shampoo you can use. I don't know if that's gray diminishing, but it can create different tones of gray. Take out some of the, it's more for highlights and women, brassiness, whatever.
Yes, yes. All language I don't know.
John in Monroe, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I'm just chiming in. So... I started graying when I was 35 and the hair. So my beard was always salt and pepper anyway earlier, but all of a sudden the beard started getting way ahead of the hair on top. So I started using that Just for Men on my beard. And then, it's kind of hard to match the colors properly with that box stuff. Mm-hmm. So, sometimes it would be dark, sometimes it would be light. Sometimes it would take, sometimes it wouldn't take. So finally, I was working out of town, so I colored it one day, and I got home, and my wife looked at me at the airport and said, my God, you look like a clown, dude. Your beard is black, and your hair is white. You look stupid. You got to stop doing that. So now my beard, I look like Santa Claus, and my hair is just completely white, so... I just gave up, guys. So you might as well just give up.
Yeah.
That's all I could tell you.
In the end, it's probably a losing battle. It's going to just keep
going. It is. Yeah. You might as well just give up and let old age take its course.
When you were doing it, how often did you have to, how often did you have to do it?
Usually, probably once a week.
Okay.
Because, you wash your face and shower every day, and it just kept coming out. So there'd be days, because I'm in construction, and, you don't really dress up real nice to get to work. So I would let it go, and it'd be real white one day. And then the next day I go to work, and it's black again. So I could see her point. I was trying to match it the best I could, but there's no way that a guy, who really doesn't care too much how he looks, to make it look normal the same way, day in, day out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just no way.
Yeah.
Appreciate the phone call,
just
John.
Give up. Oh. Yeah, just give up.
That's the way to do it. And we're getting more people echoing that on the ticket text. Salt and pepper. That's the Clooney years, your peak attractiveness. Mm-hmm. Embrace it.
I think there's a lot of guys that don't necessarily mind the salt and pepper.
It's when it's fully gray.
It's when it's fully gray. I think that's what, I'm guessing maybe what guys are more worried about.
The full head, maybe it's when you have a full beard and a full head of gray hair where you're just all gray. But
you do get a little more of a Santa Claus.
It's more of a Santa look, but a full head of gray hair, I don't mind either.
Well, that's what this says. It says, embrace it. Picking up girls will be like fish with dynamite.
Guys just get better with age. Girls have to try to stay younger and younger their entire lives.
Here's one on Twitch. Imagine Costa with Guy Fieri's dye job.
Oh, no.
Oh, well. We could do that.
No, thank
you. We certainly could. And there's another one on here. I got to make sure. Next Costa lock that misses, Costa needs to frost his hair.
Oh, I could do it here.
I know. I mean, hey, they have the shoot the boot guarantee from 10 to 2. We could do the Costa lock guarantee, and the loss is you gotta frost the tips.
Bring in all my stuff.
You know, I really was going to guarantee something today on the show.
Oh.
But now I don't think I should. let's get back to the phones. Brian in Clinton Township. Brian, you're on 97.1.
Well, at least we're not Steve Martin and we're just salt at age 26 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
But John, remember Great Outdoors? You see Reg. He hears lightning. You hear him running for the hills. He's been struck by lightning 66 times in the head. Dude, John, you've been on the air for like 45 years, whatever. That's the funniest damn thing I heard you say. Brenda Warner, Webster's mom. John, do you think ma'am gives Kurt Warner a hall pass? That's all I got to know. Making my way to the top of the day. Dude, it was an endless joke. Let me tell you, when you played for like the Skins, did you ever see her lean over the guardrail and give Kurt Warner a kiss? Because they showed it all the time at their games. Like he'd win a big game, and then Mam would lean over and give him a little kiss, and he's like, "Where's Webster?"
Yes, I remember seeing it on TV when they would post game they would show it, but.
Yeah,
I don't.
The Super Bowl, yes.
Yeah. I don't ever remember it in person. It was not
It's amazing how Mam picked them up in a grocery store and then they made a movie out of it. Holy crap.
That's his life.
No one's having more fun than Brian this morning. That's a great call.
There's a lot going on there. What did he keep calling Kurt Warner's wife?
Saying ma'am?
Was it ma'am? I don't know.
I felt like there was an inside joke I wasn't part of, and I'm just going to let you guys go through that.
I know what that is. It's and he mentioned Webster. It's a TV show, Webster. He called
the mom. Yeah.
Who had the short hair.
The spike cut.
Yeah.
Yes, I do now as well. Yes, the Webster. Webster years.
Okay.
You know what Webster is?
I don't know what Webster is. I'll Google it.
Oh, yeah. Please do.
This was all over my head. Anyway.
Joe probably couldn't happen today. And a former Lion was on it.
Right.
Really? Which former Lion?
George Papadopoulos.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he was the dad.
Alex Karras. See, we got the sports.
I was going to say, I have all of...
And local sports.
A minute here to look while we get to Filar's update. We do have a question about Will Johnson to get to in the 8 o'clock hour. More of your thoughts on hair, of course. We got people on hold. And we'll get to the Thursday touchdown in the 8 o'clock hour. It's 97.1.